Good morning, church.
Good morning, Andrew.
And welcome to worship this morning. As my call to worship this morning, I want to read Psalm 119. So, I mean, read from Psalm 119 and verses 105 to 109. I wouldn't put you through all 176 verses at the start of a worship service. And it reads, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that no matter what the problem is that is causing darkness in our life, that you are there to light our dark paths. Send your spirit now to move among us and bless this service. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you're able to, please stand and sing with us.
Here I am to worship.
please remain standing.
The splendor of the King, loving majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. He trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Worthy of all praise. Accept our praise and worship and take your glory in your Son's precious name. Amen. You know, I just love this church. I've been coming here, 14 years this year, and I'm always amazed at just how friendly, loving, caring the people are here. For our notices this morning, we've got a few. Not next Saturday, but the Saturday after, we're having our Easter fair. If you would like to help out and you haven't already put your name down, out in the foyer there is a folder. If you think you can help out on the day, whether it be coming, setting up the contents for one of the marquees, whatever we call them, if you want to help set them up, that'd be great. If you're not sure, have a word with Marge. She'll be able to fill you in a little bit more. But yeah, there is a thing out there for you to sign your name if you want to help out on one of the stalls. It'll start at 10 o'clock and finish around 2, 2.30, basically when everybody leaves and or when you sell out of stuff if you're operating a stall. Now, this Friday is Friday Friends. So the last Friday of the month, we have Friday Friends. In here, come along for a cup of tea or coffee. A chat and some delicious cakes and bickies. I can vouch for that. And that's from about 10 till about 11:30. There'll be no Friday Friends in April due to the fact that it will be Anzac Day, so we will be skipping it that Friday. Next Sunday after church, we will be having a general meeting. Now, out there on the foyer on the desk, there are these two items. This is the minutes of the last meeting that we had. Please take one, have a read so that you can verify that everything's done. And this, the annual reports. There's a copy of them out there. Please take them, have a read. If you have any questions next Sunday, please raise them at the meeting. Now, before we go into our offering, I have a special thing to say. During the week, the roster actually had two musicians on. We've got two musicians, but one was David McAvanna, who unfortunately had a grandson's birthday party to go to, so he was unable to play. On Wednesday, I found out that Digby was ill with a really bad cold, and it turned out on Thursday he told me he was tested positive for COVID. So we need to keep Digby in our prayers for that. So I was stuck. I didn't have any musicians. I thought, okay, so we're singing a cappella, which wouldn't go down too well with my voice. So I had to rush around and make some urgent phone calls. And I knew that Ian played guitar. And he hasn't played for nine years, I think he said. So I asked him if he'd be willing to come and play along, and he was going to be my only musician. And then someone suggested that someone has come back to our church recently who has been about 5 years away, helping other churches with their ministry. He was over at Hallett Cove Baptist for a while because they had a music ministry issue, and a couple of churches down the bottom of the hill. So please, I'd like to welcome back officially to our music team, Bill Sherry. Most of you will know him. And also give Ian a round of applause for stepping up as a musician. So I know Ian was a little embarrassed because he didn't want me to do that, but the hassles I was in during the week as to how this service was going to go, I felt it appropriate to acknowledge them and what they've done. Also this morning, our Bible reader is ill, so thank you to Jackie, who's actually going to take over doing the Bible reading when the time comes. So, yeah, Daphne Magrin has also got not very well, so people can just keep them in their prayers as well. We're going to go into our offerings. We're going to do a song that I choose a lot for offering because I like it. It's "Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me." So let's sing that, and I'll get you to stand for the last verse as the offerings come forward.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my love can say, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ is in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior he will stay. I labor on rejoicing, for in my need his power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me, through the deepest valley he will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future's sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled a and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. All the chains are released, I can see I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
If you're able, please stand.
I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home, and day by day I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, all the glory evermore to him. Till my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, till my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
I was reprimanded by an elderly gentleman in a congregation once because I asked two children to take up the offering and to bring it forward. No one asked if they could bring a dog. Isn't it wonderful how we've changed? Isn't it wonderful? Lord, we give you thanks for all people and animals, adults and children, who bring us joy and contribute to our worship. We give you thanks, and also thanks for faith, for salt, for light, for love and reconciliation. Receive our gifts, and may they be used in this ministry, here and far away. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lucky I didn't ask Sam to bring it up to me.
Good morning. Our reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, and he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in our prayers for ourselves and others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the beauty and blessings of our world, for our nation, and for our state of South Australia, and for those who live around us. We thank you especially for the stunning landscapes, the vibrant communities, and the rich heritage that define this land that is Australia. So we lift up our prayers of intercession for the people of this land and of this planet, asking for your guidance, protection, and grace to cover every corner of this planet we call home. Today, we pray for all people who are affected by natural disasters, remembering those impacted by flooding rains in Queensland and New South Wales, with the long-term heartbreak of loss, the loss of home, the loss of income, and the loss of special things. May they receive the support that allows them to thrive even in the midst of heartbreak. God of love, end the violence of wars and terrorism. Turn modern-day swords into ploughshares. Rid the world of greed. Rid the powerful from the sinful pride of avarice, so powerless nations may live in peace, being fiercely independent and their people being fiercely citizens of the world, where the rule of law is not threatened, where international treaties are not at risk of being torn apart at the whim of despots seeking cruel revenge on those who have opposed them. May the council of wise heads prevail to help modify drastic proposals for radical changes to the established order of doing life, especially when those policies are seen to have far-reaching impacts on people from many other nations, as well as seeming to accelerate the shift of wealth from even the little that the poor and powerless have, to concentrate that wealth even further in the hands of a few self-interested billionaires. God of all creation, we continue to pray for the people of South Australia, remembering especially the many farmers impacted by drought. May they receive excellent advice, timely assistance, and enduring counselling from those who offer sympathetic, compassionate listening to these people who are powerless and fearful of their future viability, at risk for some of being run off their properties and living with the long-term stress and uncertainty of wondering when it will rain. And will they still be farming when that finally happens? We also pray, Lord, for the other people in the country who are also impacted by this drought, and the people in the city too, for they are the families and the businesses, the sporting teams, the teachers and students who know, if they're in the country particularly, that there is a great community stress, but they can do nothing to end it, to make the rain come. So give them sufficient listening ears, constant encouragement from other leaders and businesses, and give them opportunities to see hope for the future. Lord, we pray for all our leaders, both in government and in local communities. Grant them wisdom, compassion, and integrity as they make decisions that affect the lives of so many. Help them to lead with justice and mercy, always seeking the common good and the welfare of the most vulnerable among us. So we pray too for families. Strengthen the bonds of love and unity within homes.
Bless parents with patience and understanding as they raise their children, and grant children the knowledge that they are cherished and valued. May every household be a place of safety, joy, and mutual support. Lord, we lift up those who are struggling with illness, loneliness, and hardship. We pray especially today for Varel Fudge, who is unwell, and for Digby, as he continues to have COVID affection upon him. So bring healing to all the sick, we pray. Bring comfort to the healing, and bring hope to those who feel lost. Surround them with your love and the care of compassionate friends and neighbours. And let your presence be a source of strength and peace in their lives. And we pray for the Indigenous peoples of Australia. Honour their cultures and traditions, and guide us all in the journey towards reconciliation and understanding. Help us to acknowledge and respect the deep connections they have to this land, and to work together for a future marked by mutual respect and shared prosperity. Lord, we ask for your blessing on our schools, workplaces, and communities. Foster a spirit of cooperation and creativity in all that we do. May our efforts contribute to the common good, and may we always seek to build a society that reflects your kingdom values of love, justice, and peace. We pray for the Christian Church, for this congregation, and for other congregations who are also seeking to be faithful witnesses for Jesus, bringing life and hope, being signs of God's loving presence, being places that transform hate into love, and transforming fear and despair into hope-filled compassion, and prayerfully modelling Christ's sacrificial love that led him to the cross. Help us to always remember that we are part of this church universal, that we are Christ's agents, and while we cannot do everything, we can do something to make this world a better place, a place which reflects the love of Jesus for us all. And as we bring our own silent prayers for people and situations, Lord, hear us, encourage open dialogue with you, and grant us your peace. We pray in silence as we bring to you the particular needs that are on our hearts today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I hope, excuse me, I hope you all had a very salty week last week, discovering what it means to be the salt of the earth. And we continue with that passage. The passage that Jackie read was the same as the passage last week. The foundation of the Beatitudes, and then that promise, that gift, that challenge. Be salt, and you are the light of the world. If we are the light of the world, it seems to me that there's implied in that very clearly that the world should be able to look towards us to find light and hope and happiness and joy and healing. I included in the message in the grapevine the translation of this particular passage from The Message, which is a modern translation, and some of you may be familiar with The Message. You are here bringing the God colours to the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. I'm making you light bearers, not hiding you under a bucket. Not hiding behind Mrs. Bouquet. I'm putting you on a light stand, not a pedestal. Sometimes a translation like The Message gets a bit heavy because it's a little bit like reading the thesaurus with word upon word upon word upon word. But that piece, I think, really captures it beautifully. Well, what are the God lights? Now, a couple of months ago, I asked if you could all quote the passage that is on the wall out in the foyer, just out there. Have you all memorised it since then? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faith, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there's no rule that can overcome or defeat that. If we are the godlights in the world, we are to be the source, the channel of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When I was the disaster recovery chaplain, or as many of the people lovingly called me, the disaster pastor, after Cyclone Debbie in Queensland, I was asked by a social worker if I would visit a man out on his own, out, we would say, out in the bush. He thought it was in heaven until the cyclone hit. John lived in a house on steel poles, like many people do in Queensland. Let the air get underneath and makes it cooler. Looking towards the sea, quite some distance away from John's house, you could see through a bit of a dip in two hills, and a mini cyclone spun off from the main cyclone, came through that gap and hit his house. What John didn't know was that when that house was originally built, the builder cut a few corners, and he didn't bolt every part of the house to the stilts. Some were just sitting there with the weight of the house holding them in place. And he was sheltering in his lounge room with his dog when that cyclone hit and lifted his entire house, spun it around a few degrees, and dropped it down again. And in the process, John was thrown off his lounge suite, landed on his dog, who was injured with broken ribs, and John was more worried about the dog than his house. Understandably. And I have a photo of the row of uprights there and the house sitting there. It did not come off. But when I got to see him, he was quite chirpy. And he said, well, I've got a son down in Melbourne, and he's a pastor, and I know he and the church have been praying for me. And you know, no, I got a lot of mates around. They'll come round and we'll jack up the house and put it back where it belongs, and we're going to bolt it in place this time. A cyclone can be a very dark place to be. But we have all, in our lives, in various ways, ended up in dark places. Grief, illness. In a community like we have here, quite a number of us have had cancer. Quite a number of us have suffered from depression or anxiety. Quite a number of us have been in places where we feel powerless. And the psychologists tell us that powerlessness is one of the worst feelings that humanity can experience. It's a very dark place. And John, despite the awfulness that happened, and the fact that the first thing he did was wrap his arms around his dog, put him in his vehicle and take him to a vet, and thought, well, nothing worse can happen to the house. For him, there was only one thing to do, and that was to go straight to the vet. And when the Bible says to us, you are the light of the world, we need to be reminded that light travels in straight lines. Now, the people who've studied physics here know that that is not absolutely true, don't you? That there are certain conditions under which light actually curves. But we're going to ignore that little exception, because light travels in straight lines. If any of you here have been taught to paint, one of the lessons that I hope that you were taught when you started was, you are not painting a gum tree, you are not painting a house, you are not painting the ocean, you are painting reflected light. And you paint what bounces off an item, a tree, and comes to you in a straight line. From the sun to that tree to you, and you paint reflected light. And we reflect light, the light of Christ. We reflect each other. Have you ever been told, oh, when I see you, I see somebody else? Now, sometimes we may not enjoy that, especially if the somebody else is somebody else that we don't love quite so easily. But when that somebody else is somebody that we really love and respect, that's a huge compliment. And when somebody says to us, I've been watching you at work, I've been watching what you've been doing, I listen when you speak to people, there's something different about you, what is it? And you say, oh, I don't know, it's just me. But you might need to say, well, I'm not too sure what you're seeing, but maybe the difference is that I'm a Christian, and as a Christian, there are certain things I do in different ways from when I was not a Christian. I don't compare myself with somebody else. I compare myself with what I might have been if I had not become a Christian. And that enables me to share the right light, the God colours, with other people. I don't know the full details because I was only a child. I think it was a little magazine that came out many years ago, and I'm going back 70 odd years ago. My father used to have a little magazine and it was called the ABC Weekly. Does it ring a bell with any of our senior wise people? I think it had a whole lot about radio programs in it because Dad was a radio listening nut. When Dad wanted to listen to the radio, everything stopped. You were quiet, and if you weren't, there was a considerably loud noise until you were. And in that little magazine, I never read the magazine, but I did read one part. There was always a cartoon in it. And the character in the cartoon was a little funny-looking little man. I have to be careful which way I look when I say that, don't I? A funny little man whose name was Mr. Tut. And poor old Mr. Tut, he just seemed to miss the target every step of his life. And one cartoon I remember, the only one I remember, is the time when it was very stormy and Mr. Tut went out in the stormy weather and there were trees bending over and leaves flying in clouds and the whole place was chaos. And he went out that night into the storm and he turned on his torch and the torch beam blew away. Poor Mr. Tut. But the Bible tells us that light cuts through darkness. And I hope you listened as Ian was leading us in prayer about the darkness in our world that we need to be able to cut through. There is a return in many parts of the world to an ultra-conservative point of view. In Germany, where we have a son and a daughter-in-law and two grandchildren, there is a resurgence of a neo-Nazi group. And they have polled surprisingly well in a recent election. And we have seen here in Adelaide, only in recent months, a neo-Nazi group coming from interstate and making a protest. What is the colour these people wear? Black. Yes. Black. And black is the absence of colour. Black is the absence of colour. Black is not a colour, technically speaking. White light is colourful. Let's go back to our physics. I don't know whether any of you ever did physics with a disc that was painted up in the colours of the rainbow in the proportions that they appeared in a rainbow. So they sprayed out this way. It had a gear on the back and a little handle. And you could wind that handle and get it faster and faster. And gradually the colours melded. And what ultimately happened? Can any of you tell me? It turned white. It turned white. And as you stop winding the handle and the colour, the speed reduced, the colours were visible again. You paint a disc black and spin it, it's black. It does nothing. And we are called to be the God colours. The God colours. The colours of love, of joy, of patience, of kindness, of gentleness, of compassion, of fortitude. I read a horror story this week. You must think I spend my life doing dreadful things. Have you read any, I guess you've heard the term influencer. You know, that these people are referred to as a media influencer. And I now prick up my ears and I think, do I want to hear this or not? What sort of influence is being exerted? I don't know whether you've heard, you may not follow all the influencers, but there's a famous one who's been ruffling feathers all over the world. His name is Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate is an influencer. He's a misogynistic influencer. That is, put women down, put them in their place. He promotes toxic masculinity. The old-fashioned, horrible, violent, undignified, degrading masculinity. And he has come before the news recently because one of his disciples, following his influence, murdered three women within his own family and has been sent to prison. If we are going to be light in the world and being the God colours in the world, the darkness, whether it is the darkness that we see in our own community or the darkness we see through the despots that are in the world, we need to stand up and say so. I don't get reprimanded by members of the congregation these days like I used to many years ago when they would say to me, Malcolm, you keep politics out of the sermon, won't you? Sorry, I've read too much of the Old Testament. And the prophets of the Old Testament were highly political people. And they had the courage to stand up to people, to authorities, to injustice. And there was that other guy in the New Testament. He also stood up to authorities and politics and the stupidity of religious despots and brought in a new era, and his name was Jesus. And he was the one who said, you are the light of the world. Bring light. Bring a light that slices through, a light that liberates, a light that lifts up. That same social worker that sent me off to visit John the following week sent me off to see a couple. And I got directions. You just go down this road, 25 k's or something. You cross a bridge and you probably miss the driveway if you're not looking out. But there's a gate there. And just go in there and you'll find them. Well, being a bit of a bushy, I found them. They were a German couple living in a beautiful little home in the middle of a delightful patch of rainforest. The wife had lived through the blitz of Allied bombing in World War II. So guess where she was when Cyclone Debbie hit and roared through their property? She was a terrified little girl in Germany. And many of the dark places that we experience are the dark places which take us back to a place of great fear, a place of great powerlessness. And I visited again and again and again at the invitation of that couple. And they wanted to talk through the cyclone, They wanted to talk through what the cyclone brought to them from many years ago. And there's a call for us to be willing to sit and be with people. Judy has done a lot of work in supporting people with disabilities, and when we came here, she got a job as a disability support worker. And eventually that ran a bit thin because of what she saw as unjust management practices. She now volunteers at elder care at Seafoot. And you know, one of the things that Judy really enjoys? Sitting with people. And bringing light to them and keeping your mouth shut. Now, those people love a conversation. But sometimes conversation is the last thing they need or want. I've lost count of the number of hours I've sat alongside a bed in a hospital in silence, sometimes sitting there holding hands. And you know, I hold hands with men as well as women. And let's not forget that men can show their emotions in a creative and an honest way too. Sometimes we botch it up, don't we, fellas? Oh, one or two of us have. One or two of us have. But you see, we have this darkness. Putin says, Ukraine's mine. Trump says, I'll do it my way, to hell with everybody else. And managers in companies become little despots too. Or they can. Not all of them. They can become little despots too. And they reduce the dignity of the people with whom they work, and they reduce the productivity of the people with whom they work, and they reduce the satisfaction and the humanity of those with whom they work. I keep telling you to make lists, don't I? Now, I learnt that from an obsessive list maker. And Judy says, have you put that on your list? Have you finished your list? Judy can make more lists about things that I never think of. But I make lists too. Let us make our lists of the dark places, the dark people, our dark experiences. And when we think about our dark experiences, who brought the light to me? Who brought the light to me? We all have those people. When I had cancer, my oncologist or the surgeon said to me, Malcolm, the Cancer Council in Queensland's doing a research project on the effect of cancer in men in country areas compared with city areas. Would you like to be involved? I said, oh yes, I'll have a go. I was allotted a cancer care nurse who was based in Brisbane. Sylvia is her name. She's now retired. I think after she'd worked with me for a few years, she needed to. And I love Sylvia dearly. and I could ring Sylvia at any time and say, I need to talk. I'm in a mess. And she would talk to me. And she would ring me back in 24 hours. And if things hadn't settled, she'd ring me in another 24 hours. And I was making really great progress. And I left home one morning and drove down to the main shopping centre at Aitken Vale, which is out on the west side of Townsville, where we were living. I did some shopping. And as I walked back to the stairs to go up to the car park, I started to panic. I didn't realise it was panic at the time, but I just felt that I had to get home as quickly as I possibly could. And I raced up the stairs and I raced across the car park and I jumped in the car and drove like an idiot. And then I realised that I really wasn't sure what I was doing, so I pulled off the side of the road and sat there and panted and gasped, wondering how I was going to get home. And I had three stops before I got home, and Judy was at golf. So I rang Sylvia and she wasn't answering. So I rang a doctor friend here in South Australia and he was. And David said to me, you've never had a panic attack before, Malcolm, have you? No. No. And he talked me through it. And he'd say, how are you? You going okay? And I said, yeah, I think I'm going okay. And I would start to say thank you and goodbye, and I would burst into tears again. I didn't think I had any left. And it took me quite a lot while to be able to let go of David without bursting into tears, to put the phone down and have a drink and lay down and go to sleep. Some of you know exactly what that's like, don't you? You know what that blackness is like and how terrifying it can be. And it was people like my friend David and my nurse Sylvia who took me through the worst of my blackness that I've ever experienced. And they brought the light of Christ to bear. And they brought the colour of God to bear on who and what and where I was. So please make your lists. Write down. Put the names of people there. And if you feel it's a good thing for you to do, give someone a ring and say, you know, I've been making a list of things that have happened to me. And you know, I just need to say thank you to you again because you lifted me out of darkness. You lifted me out of darkness. Thank you. I know I've said thank you before, but I need to say thank you just now. The world is a dark place, but it's also a beautiful place. There's some rotten people in this world. And again, I have to watch where I look when I say things like that. But boy, there's some beautiful people. And in Ian's prayer, he affirmed the beauty of the people in this congregation. Did you hear that? Did you hear that affirmation? And we need to reflect each other's light and bear that light for others and do so with pride, but with humility. They can work together, you know. One does not negate the other. They can work together. For all people, all genders, all countries, all cultures. You are the light of the world. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that Christ is the light of the world and gives us the torch to bear, to shine, to cut through the darkness, to practice hope and love, and offer another way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we go into our last song, I'd just like to mention that we do have a prayer ministry after church. If you feel you might be in one of those dark places or heading into one of those dark places because things just aren't working out, please come forward. There'll be someone to pray with you and just help you through whatever. Who could tell me what song we're going to do now? It's fairly obvious. This Little Light of Mine. So let's all stand and sing This Little Light of Mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Change the word bushels to buckets.
I lit under a bushel nose. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, I lit under a bushel nose. I'm gonna let it shine. I lit under a bushel nose. I'm gonna let it shine. 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 Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
This little light of mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, this little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The best way to let it shine is to put a smile on your dial.
A benediction wouldn't quite be right after that. Let's sing that last chorus again. Can we please, Ken, the last chorus again? And we might like to look at one another or whatever as we sing.
I should know the words.
Let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Go again, go again.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Smile on the dial.